Hospital food isn't typically something patients rave about, but Fraser health officials are optimistic that changes cooked up for Peace Arch Hospital in White Rock just might improve reviews. A two-week hospital stay by Fraser Health Food Operations Manager Matthew Richmond led to the reimagining of what's on the menu at the health authorities' hospitals and long-term care homes, a December 2 news release explains. As a chef, I want to savor the food and have a connection to it, Richmond said in the release. When I was a patient, I found the hospital food to be nutritious, but I didn't feel joyful when eating it. A description on the Peace Arch Hospital Foundation website describes the meals currently served at PAW, made off-site, frozen and then reheated, as tasteless and unappealing. When we see what is served, we often cannot bring ourselves to eat it, long-term care resident Christine Hiller says in a quote shared on the foundation's fundraising page. Noting the lack of fresh food leaves patients without the nutrition they need to heal, foundation officials announced a commitment to fund a transformation of PAH's aging kitchen. The estimated $15 million promise will result in a full production kitchen that will shift the hospital meals from the prepared and retherm model to one where everything is cooked from scratch in a new 5,171-square-foot space. The facility will allow us to better meet our patients' nutritional needs and personal preferences, Susan Kelly, Regional Food Operations Manager for PAW and Delta Hospital, said in the release. When patients have foods they enjoy, they tend to eat better and get stronger, have fewer complications and shorter hospital stays. Enjoying meals will also positively impact patients' mental and physical health, added PAW dietitian practice leader Melissa LeBlanc. PAW chef Stephen Courtney said once the renovation is complete, patients can expect to be hit with a lot of different aromas when they lift the lid of their meal tray. There will also be an opportunity to pre-order food using an app or via a bedside menu assistant. Foundation Chief Executive Officer Stephanie Beck noted food is more than fuel, especially for our most vulnerable patients. It's connection, comfort, and healing. With support from our generous donors, we hope this transformational project will ensure that every patient can receive the kind of meals that not only nourish their body, but feeds their spirit, too. The renovation is expected to take about 1 year. To help reach the funding goal, the foundation is aiming to raise $5 million of the total through a public campaign. To donate, visit pawfoundation.ca/give/.